Hello there, my little brainwashed tech slaves. This is Porkchop, and this is Barnyard News. I have Josephine here, came to visit today, and so she's going to sit on in the broadcast. Now today, I'd like to talk to you about government and this falsehood that we're talking about when you assume that you could tax and regulate, which means that you assume that the government owns you. In other words, if you think that the government can tax and regulate and all this kind of stuff, well, guess what? You got to assume that the government owns you too. How many people does it take to make theft legal? I ask this today because that's what we got going on. How many people does it take? I mean, I don't have the right to steal your stuff, and you don't have the right to steal my stuff, and I can't steal Josephine's stuff, and she can't steal my stuff. So what gives it, how many people does it take to make it right? Because government can steal anything they want and call it taxation. They can rule and regulate over anything and call it for your safety and all. But how many people does it take? Does it take 10 people to scribble something down on a piece of paper? Or does it take 20 people to scribble down something on a piece of paper? Or does it take 100,000 people to scribble on a piece of paper? How in the world does a whole bunch of people that don't have the right to steal, how is it that they can go around stealing? How does it make that? I can't figure that out about y'all humans. That's why I say to y'all's brainwashed. I think it's time for Polk's tax revolt. If y'all understand that you are free, how come y'all don't say, you know what, I ain't gonna pay no damn tax, and then have y'all send all this stuff to Ukraine? What is it, $3 billion the other day? $3 billion, and they already sent them like billions. And it's all just to kill other human beings. And then it goes to, who is it, Lockheed Martin and all the military industrial complex. And that's where, you know, they get rich and rich and rich. And we get po-po-po and poa. So the IRS now got 87,000 more people. And they're giving them, printing up a $45 billion more. They called up the Federal Reserve and say, hey, Federal Reserve, Mr. Jerome Powell, how about print me up $48 billion so I can go out there and hassle and shoot people that ain't paying the extortion fees. And Jerome Powell, the pile of shit, he says, okay, no problem. You had to pay interest on it, but no problem. So then that causes, you know, prices to go up because there's more dollar bills chasing less and less of goods. And so, you know, now, all of a sudden, 23 million Americans is behind on the power bills. Ain't that something? 23 million Americans are behind on the power bills. Now, here where I live, there's this little city over there called Camden, South Carolina. And the people are screaming and hollering about the electricity bill done gone skyrocketing. Some girls say, we didn't change nothing at all, and our bill went up to $767. It's like more than double, way more than double. And see, what's funny is the government been running the damn thing for a long time, playing middleman to the electricity, and electricity companies are, guess what, taxed, ruled, and regulated by the state. They own them. If they tax it and regulate it and all, they own the damn things. That's why your bills are so damn high anyway. So what's going on is the trust in the government has gone down and down and down. And look what it is, this little thing. This is the Pew Research Center, the public trust in government from 1958 to 1922. Here's the chart. Look here, Oh, great goodness. 1958, moving average was 77%. People trusted them little bastards. And then it went on down and down, but look at the trend, y'all. Y'all see that? Huh? Trust in government is at its lowest point. The people are getting a little bit smarter. Who in the world would trust a government that claims to have more rights than you do, than any individual? They got the right to lock you up. They got the right to make anything wrong or right or whatever. And you know what old Josephine says about that? Tell them, Josephine.
I've been trying to tell you, they're trying to kill us all.
That's right, they're trying to kill us all, y'all. And you're gonna pay high fuel costs, and you're gonna whine and cry, but you're gonna either pay that, or you're gonna get cold in the wintertime and hot in the summertime. And in Camden, it's a hotbed of socialist, progressive, highfalutas that don't want no poor people in the damn city. Why you think they're gonna raise all the electricity rates skyrocketing all over the place and all? Every kind of fee and everything that they got, they like the people that can afford this craziness. They are trying to kill us all. Look at the World Economic Forum and all that. So the trust, United Nations Department of Economic, Social Affairs, and Social Inclusion, blah, 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 blah. They say the legitimacy of the public institutions is crucial for building peaceful and inclusive societies. You know what they're trying to say? They're saying it's a con game. And only if the people believe in the con can they rule over you. This is what these people are crazy psychopaths, do-gooders, one-world government craziness. Listen to this. There is growing concern about a crisis in public trust that is contributing to, among other things, support for extreme political views, increasing public discontent, protests, and in some cases, violent conflict. What are we seeing all over the place? People raising hell, this stupidness that they're doing over there, getting all these here shots, and getting all this lockdown, and inflation that they cause, and closing down some stuff, and disrupting the economies. The UN Secretary General recently warned of a trust deficit that threatens to undermine the progress towards SDGs. That's that damn green shit that they're talking about, taxing you if you breathe or cow farts and stuff. So that's what they're talking about. And they're talking about that the trust deficit. Who you trust? You trust Anthony Fascist and the blinky blanky? Do you trust the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo? Do you trust your local government that locks everything down and everything and ain't said, sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought we was doing good. Hell no, I don't trust none of them. And most of the American people don't trust them. But guess what? The rats is running. Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down from his public health post. Who would have thunk that? Dirty, rotten, evil bastard is going, running around. He done killed millions and millions more is gonna die because of his dumb ass. Fauci says he will step down in December to pursue his next genocide. Well, I added genocide. But as he leaves, a huge, huge numbers. Insurance groups see death rates up 40% over pre-pandemic era levels. Huh. Ain't that something? Wonder what's new. Can you think of it? Then let's think of what is new, ladies and gentlemen. What is new, ladies and gentlemen? Then we had the JAMA Network. That's the medical association. All-cause maternal mortality in the U.S. before and during the coronavirus. And what they found was a 33.3% increase in late maternal mortality increased by 41%. Huh. What do y'all think's going on? What's new? So what we have here is a criminal act by a lot of people globally. And they're destroying the food chain. They destroying the economy. All the fiat currencies around the world is going to hell in a handbasket. They suppressing the price on gold and silver and bitcoins and all anything that would be a safe haven from these crazy people. They spending billions and billions and billions of dollars overseas to kill human beings. They sticking their nose in businesses. They ain't got no business sticking it. And now everybody's wondering why the price of hamburgers going up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your government, it's the politicians, and it's the dirty, rotted, and evil son of a bitches that run the damn world above them. And until you get that through your head and you stop believing them and you stop paying these people, if everybody get together and say, I ain't paying y'all for this here bullshit, I ain't free, I ain't paying you, y'all are thieves, and it's time for y'all to go on, get down the road, tar and feather, and send them out on the rails. That's what I recommend, is a tax revolt. Bigger than the old tea party in the Boston Harbor that you people all claim that you say, oh, great day, that was a wonderful thing. It's about time all the Americans and all the people in the world grow a pair of cojones and get this done. Anyway, that's it for Barnyard News. Josephine and I are getting ready to go out and have some lunch. We'll see y'all later. Hold on, Josephine, I got to do my thing.